What is going on, everybody? Anthony Wade here, and welcome to another episode of the Lead 360 Podcast. Today is going to be a new format that I'm going to try, and I hope and I wish that every one of you will give me feedback on what you think. But what I want to do something different, especially heading into the new year, is I want to start doing a Q&A. Now, this comes from me speaking to all the new classes that are classing up for Hospital Corpsman A School. So in the military, I am an active duty naval officer. Podcasting is not my full-time career. Coaching, speaking, and training is not my full-time career. I am actually practicing what I preach here on this podcast through the military as a naval officer. And what's cool about this is every Friday, I go in and speak to the new class, and it's usually around 100 students that are coming from civilian and making the transition over into the military, most specifically as hospital corpsman. Now, if you're wondering what a hospital corpsman is, it is the most decorated rate in the military. We have some of the best of the best in the hospital corpsman rating. I've served as a hospital corpsman for 10 years, and I've served with some of the most amazing individuals. Now, a hospital corpsman, our job is to work either on ship or with the Marines or at a hospital or in a clinic taking care of patients. We assist surgeons, doctors, everybody with taking care of a patient. And we have greenside corpsmen who, wherever you see Marines deploy, hospital corpsmen are there. And I've been blessed to work alongside some highly decorated, highly motivated individuals. And these students that I talk to are just graduated from boot camp, and they are pursuing a career as a hospital corpsman. And I couldn't think of a better job in the military than that of a hospital corpsman. We truly do put ourselves in danger so that others may live. It's a lot of sacrifice. It's a lot of selfless service to other people. And so nevertheless, every Friday I speak to these kids and I ask them two questions. And after I give them my talk and kind of share my journey from enlisted to officer and kind of what I do now as a educator, I share with them, you know, my journey, and then I ask them two questions. And the two questions are this: what question, now that you know a little bit about me, if we were sitting down having a cup of coffee, what question would you want to ask? Just me and you, real talk, no rank. And I make it confidential so that they can ask, you know, real questions. I don't want to ask, you know, these bullshit questions of, you know, how did you, you know, do this when you worked with the president? How did you get your degree? Like, I don't care. Like, that's all, you know, credential character. You know, it's just superficial. I want to know what you would really want to ask me. Like, what are the deep questions that you have, knowing now my struggles, my successes, my failures, and, you know, my fumbles throughout my career? And so the first question is, if we were sitting down having a cup of coffee, what one question would you want to ask me? Nobody around, just me and you. The next question is, what do you believe is the biggest obstacle standing in your way to becoming successful personally or professionally? And what's cool about this is that I get some amazing questions from these sailors. And many of you that are listening probably are those sailors. So if you're listening to this, you know, take notes, because I might answer your question on this show. And I encourage you to leave a review and follow the show. Give it a like so that this message gets to the masses. Because what I have found over 20 years of leading people, and most importantly leading myself, is that if one person has this question, there's probably millions, if not tens of millions of people that have the same question. So buckle up and let's get into this Q&A. Now, how this works is I have sticky notes. So I give them all a sticky note and they write these questions. And I have thousands of questions here on my desk. And I just pull three random sticky notes. I don't have any, you know, I didn't think this out. I didn't write this down. I just pulled these three sticky notes and I'm going to answer them off the cuff, because I want you to understand that some of the best answers come from the heart, not the head. And I don't think about these. I don't try to sit down and come up with some cool slogan. I'm speaking from my own frameworks and thoughts that have helped me go from the bottom to the top. And if you're a civilian and you're wondering, well, how does this help me? Well, here's the thing. All these kids that are coming in the military right now are between the ages of 25, the majority of them. And if you are leading a business, if you are leading an organization, if you are a director or executive manager of an organization, I know, because I have a lot of good friends that are very high on the food chain up in the civilian side, that you are dealing with culture problems right now. You are dealing with people who are a new generation, who have a different way of thinking, a new way of believing, and they come into your organization with baggage, with problems. We all have them. So it doesn't make the civilian side that much better than the military side. We are all in this together, and the only way that we're going to help this next generation is by being real and relevant through being raw with how we show up and how we speak. And I'll tell you that when I'm able to answer these questions, you can see the breakthrough that these kids have in their mind. Like, man, I'm not the only one suffering from this. I'm not the only one struggling. And here's the thing. If you're listening to this, you are not the only one that has the problems that you have. There are lots of people. So it is your job, it is our duty to overcome these problems and turn our burdens into blessings for other people. So that being said, let's jump into this and let's jump into a Q&A. So this episode is going to be a Q&A. Normally you'll get some thoughts or, you know, some ideas that I have floating around on leadership and resilience and development. But today's going to be a straight Q&A, and I hope you find value in today's episode. So question number one, LT, why did you not give up and what allowed you to keep pushing? You know, many people see the glory, but they don't know the story. And if you're listening to this, you know, no matter where you are in the world, you probably will, you know, Google me or look me up and you can see that, you know, I've accomplished a few things in my life, but it wasn't always that way. In fact, this has been a process of becoming for me, right? Now, what I have in my life today, I'm very blessed. I'm very grateful, but it wasn't handed to me. I didn't go to Harvard. I didn't go to the Naval Academy. I wasn't given the opportunity that most people get that are at my level. And so that makes my success that much sweeter, right? That failure, that obstacle, that's what gives this success soup the flavor. Right? And I'll tell you, never trust a leader who doesn't walk with a limp. And I'll tell you, man, I've been, you know, beaten down in life and I'm still trucking. But this question comes because, you know, I share with these kids my journey. I tell them, you see the glory, but you don't know the story. You see the medals, you see the rank, you see the title, the position, you see the entourage, you see what I'm able to do now, but you don't know how what it took to get here. And so they're asking, why did you not give up? You know, when I joined the military, I was sleeping on a friend's couch and, I left home and I was kind of floundering in life. And I thought that if I could change my environment, AKA join the military, put on a uniform, do what I was told, that I would be able to change my life. And boy, was I sadly mistaken. You see, I changed the outside, but I failed to change the inside. And there was days where I wanted to give up. There was days where I wanted to quit. And there was days where I just didn't think I had it in me. And I'll be honest, there was days where I just felt like ending it all, including my life. And it wasn't a good feeling. And, you know, I was just going to be real with you on this show. That's what this is about is, you know, there was a lot of struggle early on in my life. And it created a lot of tension, not externally, but internally in my thinking process and my belief system. You know, I always, you know, felt less than. I never felt qualified. I lacked a lot of confidence. And I realized that, you know, if I gave up, then they win. And I say they, but I think about this from the mindset that I have. And people always ask me the mindset. But if I quit now, if I give up, then they win. Those beliefs, all the shit that people told me, you'll never be anything. You're just like your father. You're a loser. You're never going to amount to nothing. And I still have those in the back of my mind. So when I'm doing Ironman training, when I'm running 10, 15, 20 miles, when I'm faced with a deployment that's very hard and it's difficult and things get tough, I go back in those memory files and I remember all those things that people used to tell me. And I use it as fuel. And that's the number one thing that I want you to understand is that, you know, people that play at a high level who are very driven, it doesn't come from external motivation. Right? It doesn't come from a book or what somebody said. It comes from within. And that motivation from within, for me, is all those things that people told me I would never be. I'm going to prove them wrong. Because when you quit, what do? You prove them right. And I got to the point in my life where quitting is not an option. Because if I quit, then I become just like my father. You know, and the relationship I have with my father is really non-existent. I'll share that in another episode. But basically, you know, my dad left when I was 2. He chased a drug addiction, and he still struggles with that today. And I've given him many opportunities. I forgave him at one point in my life, and it was a huge turning point for me. And it allowed me to kind of put that aside. But I still use that as an example, because now that I'm a father, and I have 2 boys and a wife, and I always ask myself, who loses if I do not win? Who loses? And if I don't win today, if I don't win that battle between my ears, my kids lose. My wife loses. And that is one thing that I will never, ever fail is my family. You see, I can lose the rank, the title, the position. They can take all my medals, all the achievements that I had. Ultimate failure to me is losing the influence and the impact in my own home. And if you're a man and you're listening to this, how dare you allow other people to dictate how you show up for those you love? How dare you? And for me, why don't I give up? Because I'm fighting for more than just myself. You see, sometimes we have to get over ourselves to get through to our purpose. And whenever it's all about us and we don't feel like we're enough, it's easy to quit. But for me, it's not about me. You see, I lead thousands of people all over the world. And if I quit, if I give up, then they lose. And I'm not willing to do that. Because there's days where I can quit on myself and nobody would know. Who would know? I would have to look at myself in the mirror and realize and look at myself in the mirror and understand that I can fool other people, but I can't fool myself. And every time that we say we're going to do something and we don't follow through, we take a hit on our character. And what's crazy about the character is that's the foundation to everything that we're building in life. That's why you see people that get to the top and they lack character. It's only a matter of time before they fall down, they fall out. They get busted for, all these stupid petty crimes or, these things that are really like, wow, I can't believe that. Well, just look at the character. On the outside, they look like they have it all put together. But we have these high-level influencers and key leaders in the world who lack character, and they got these cracks in their foundation. And then one thing comes out, and all of a sudden that string gets pulled, and we find all the skeletons in the closet, all the things that are like, oh my gosh, I can't believe. Right? NBA players, NFL players, this and that. And I'll tell you, when we fail to keep the promises that we make to ourselves, what happens is we get cracks in our foundation. And as soon as life applies pressure, which it will for all of us, we crumble. They crumble, the people who have failed to do the work from the inside out. And so what allows me to keep pushing? Every day, I keep the promises that I make to myself. I'm going to drink enough water today. Drink enough water. I'm going to go work out. I go work out. I'm going to send a text to my wife. I send a text no matter how busy I am. I'm going to take my kids to baseball, to sports. I'm going to coach their team. I do that. But how many times have you made a promise to yourself and you failed to follow through because got too busy? Oh, I didn't feel like it. You see, a lie is a lie. And if I was to ask you, do you trust a liar? Do you believe a liar? Chances are you would say, no. Well, then the reason why you don't believe in yourself or trust in yourself when the big opportunities come is because you failed to keep the promises you make to yourself. You lied to yourself. And no matter how small that lie is, it's still a crack in your foundation. You get enough of those over time, then it's only a matter of time before that foundation folds. And when it does, your whole life falls apart. But whenever you're able to keep the promises you make to yourself, guess what happens? You fortify that foundation. And then what happens is when life gets hard, when you're faced with adversity, when life applies that pressure, you're able to recover and be better because of it. That's resilience. And so why do you not give up? Why don't I give up? Because it's not an option. Quitting is not an option for me. That's the mentality I have. And when I want to quit, I have that mental talk that tells myself to remind myself of why I do what I do. Okay. All right. Question number two. How did you manage to balance military and personal life to become successful? This is a big question. And for the civilian guys out there and gals that are out there in the civilian side, this is equivalent to how do I balance my career and my family? And this is a big thing because most people can't. Most people will lose their family in the process of chasing fame and fortune. Most people will take a mediocre job and make minimum wage because they want to, be with their family. Well, guess what? If you don't make any money, then your family's going to suffer. And if you don't take care of your family, then your professional life's going to suffer. Your personal and professional success is not a balance. It's like a harmony. And for me, how I've been able to do that is because of my wife, and I'll take a minute to brag on her. But, when we met in 2013, 10 years ago, she had a very successful job in the IT industry. And when she met with me, we started dating, and we dated for about a year, and I got orders to go to San Diego, California. Well, people don't know this about her, and she won't ever tell anybody, but she quit her job to move across the country with me. She gave up everything to come with me. And we struggled for the first couple of years. It was a big battle between, giving up and giving and getting and trying to figure out, who's doing what. And, when we had kids, she made the sacrifice to be a stay-at-home mom. In fact, I was deployed when we were pregnant with our second kid. And for the last 10 years, she stayed home with our babies and was there for them. Every diaper change, every meal, every, you know, bottle, everything. She gave up everything so that I can do what I do in the military. And there's been many deployments, many long nights, many stressful days. And one thing that I can tell you is no matter what, I'm able to come home. And that's my safe space. That is where I can, you know, I can laugh, I can cry, I can be myself, and she'll be there. And so one of the things I'll tell you is whenever you start having a family, you got to have your priorities in line. Without your priorities, you won't find purpose. And it's not productivity, it's priorities. And you will have to grind to get to a certain level. And for me, that grinding was climbing the ranks in the military and getting to where I'm at today. But if you don't have a support system, you're not going to be successful. You're going to struggle. And I want you to understand that your support system is so important. So how do you do this? I look at everything in my life, the roles that I play, as buckets. And I invest in these buckets. And so if you look at like your bank account, right? If you don't have enough money in that bank account, what happens when you make a withdrawal and you don't have sufficient funds? Well, you get an overdraft fee. Okay. Well, in life, in your relationships, if you're not investing every day in those relationships, then when it comes time to make a withdrawal, especially in the military, right? In the form of deployments, night shift, you know, 24-hour watch, all those stuff. Like if you're not investing daily, when it comes time to make a withdrawal, then you're bankrupt, or your overdraft fee in your relationships is broken marriage. It's loss of influence or impact. And so for me, what I realize is that every day I have to try to, you know, invest and pour into those bank accounts, those relationship accounts, my health account, my spiritual account, because there will be days where I have to make a withdrawal, where I'm not going to be able to work out, where I'm going to have to eat unhealthy, where I'm going to have to make a bad choice. And the one thing that you don't want to do is have to make that bad choice, like eating on the run, and then that cheeseburger causes cardiac arrest, or that argument results in a divorce, or that, you know, interaction with your kids result in them hating you or resenting you. And so how do you manage your military and your balance in your personal life? Look at the roles that you fulfill as buckets, and how do you invest in those every single day? And if you have too many buckets and you can't invest in all of them, then maybe you need to start pulling back some things and stop overcommitting yourself to the things that do not serve you. You see, we don't get what we want in life. We get what we are committed to. And when we overcommit ourselves, we give the best of us to these things that don't matter, and we get the rest of us to the things that do matter, right? When I give the best of me to my family, to my work and my career, then my family gets the rest of me. When I give the best of me to my family, and then I show up at work because my home life is good, then I'm able to show up in my professional life, and I'm able to lead from a place of unconditional love. Because you're filled with gratitude, you're filled with joy, you're filled with fulfillment. Your work never will bring fulfillment. I don't care who you are, what you do, how much money you make. Our fulfillment in life as human beings is our relationships, how we love and how we are loved. And most people don't understand this. That's why we have most leaders in positions who are bitter. And as a result, they can't make their people better. And so look at where you're committing your time. Look at where you're committing your energy and ask yourself, is this serving me? Yes or no? What's the return on this investment of time, energy, and money and resources? And when you do this, you look at the buckets and you invest in them every single day, you're not going to be taking a withdrawal every single day. So you start filling those buckets up. So when it is time to make a withdrawal, you don't find yourself with the overdraft fee. And so that's how I do that. I look at my life, my roles as buckets, and I constantly invest in those every single day. Something as simple as a small text message. I love you. I appreciate you. Yeah, you mean the world to me. I value you. Just little things there, here and there. And then maybe it's a date night once a week. Maybe it's a, you know, go on vacation and whatever the case may be. But in your work life, you should be investing in those that you lead every single day. And that goes into, hey, how are you doing? Spending time in mentorship and time helping people get to where they want to be. Now, let's get to the last question. Does your past help to impact your general values and increase your drive? And the answer to this is absolutely. You are where you are right now because of the past that happened to you. Good, bad, sad, mad, ugly. Like, your past has created you into who you are right now. Good or bad. So I've learned more from the bad things than I have from the good things. Why? Because those lessons have taught me what I don't want to be. The bad things in life have allowed me to build the resilience and understand that if I can get over through that, then I can get through anything. And then when things get tough, guess what? I go back and reflect. It isn't as bad as this. It isn't as bad as that happened to me in the past. And so your past doesn't have to predict your future. but it can help you guide your future and where you want to go. And you look at your life as boundaries, right? Left and right laterals. And if you have good on one side, bad on the other, your job is to stay in the middle. Not be so far in the good where you think life is just rainbows and butterflies, but don't be so stuck in the bad where you're just miserable and you're depressed and you're just, you know, one of those bitter people. Look at it as grateful for both, because if I can stay away from the bad and I can navigate towards the good, but stay in the middle, then my life is a culmination of the good and bad. And I can stay in this path called life. And I realized that the good is good only for a certain amount of time. And the bad is only bad for a certain amount of time, that this too shall pass. So when the good is good, enjoy it, be grateful for it. And when you have bad times and hard times, enjoy it, because they will pass and they will teach you a lesson. If you fail to learn the lesson, life will continue to give us a test. And every day is a test to learn who we are becoming. It's making us who we are. So enjoy that. And yes, the past does help impact your general values. Because when you know your core values and you set a standard for your life, no longer do you tolerate the BS. You understand who you are and whose you are. And when you do this, this is a powerful place to be as a leader. So there you have it. There's three questions for you. I'll come back in every week. We'll have a Q&A. And if you have any questions, comment below and let me know. Wherever you're listening to on the platform, you can email me at lgcylegacyleadership@gmail.com, or you can comment in the show notes, and I'll get to your Q&A, and I'll put them on the show. But as always, thank you for jumping in and listening to another episode of Lead 360 Podcast. I'll see you on the next episode. Thank you so much for tuning in today. If you found value in today's episode, please share it with somebody you lead and somebody you love. And most importantly, follow the show and give me a comment or a like in the podcast platform that you are on. This helps me get my message to the masses, and this is how we build better leaders. And also, if you would like to grow and continue to grow your leadership, then consider joining me in the Lead 360 Facebook group. It's my free group where I do trainings every Wednesday night at 7 p.m., and you'll get to see me live on video, so you can put a name with the face and we can connect on that platform. Also, if you're interested in coaching, my Lead 360 Academy is now open, and it's my private paid coaching group where you surround yourself with growth-minded leaders from around the world, and we get together and discuss and deep dive into the mindset and skill set to lead by example. I'll see you on the next episode.